are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And this show is always about your attention and how you can improve your quality of life by shifting your attention to, well, something else that's drawing your attention all the time. As I said many times before, if you just pay attention, you can clearly see that no matter what you do, a big part of your attention is sucked within this, well, I would call it inner monologue, the things you tell yourself all day long, no matter what you do. And as soon as you give space or attention to the things that pop up in you, they will unfold, because everything you give attention unfolds within your perception. And in that way, we give shape to our reality all day long. We define our reality all day long. Once we've defined it, it's for us, it's like that. So if you want to experience life in a different way, and all serious traditions agree on that, the first thing that has to change is your relation to your inner monologue. Because the monologue just tells you all the time what everything is for you, in relation to you. And in that way, your reality is always viewed upon in the same way. Because all this internal monologue, if you just really would observe it, you could clearly see that it's all the time saying the same things. It's all the time acknowledging a certain point of view, a certain point of view on life. And everything you hear on the inside is just an acknowledgement of that. So I think by shifting your attention away from that towards something neutral, you can enormously, well, improve the quality of your life. Because all our troubles in our life, all our problems, it's all this thought, it's all these feelings that absorb our attention and in that way shape our experience of the moment. And the more you get grip on this mechanism, the less you're drawn within your drama, the more you observe what's there instead of what you say, what you tell yourself what's there. And that gives, of course, a much more open view. And by that, much more different possibilities and much more opportunities. It makes you more free on the inside. And by that, also on the outside. And today again, I would like to answer a question which I get, well, on a very regular basis. And it's from people who say, well, you know, it's very nice to be open, but I am so sensitive. You know, and I would like to say the following about that, because in my opinion, you have different kind of sensitivity. You have the good sort of sensitivity in which you stay with yourself and you just experience in feeling what somebody else is feeling. And you have this your own emotional involvement with the other one. You see something and it touches your own pain. And that's a sort of sensitivity which is not very helpful. I think because many people ask me, when I am so sensitive, how can I lock myself from all these influences? And personally, I think the solution is not locking yourself up. If you look in the, I talk about the Western world, of course. If you look at our environment, I think one of the biggest problems in our world, in social, but in many, many matters, is that we are locked up already. We are locked up within this internal monologue. We only observe ourselves. We don't see the other one. We just see our opinion. Then we see him or her through our opinion about him or her. So I think what's important is that you really have to stay with yourself. You really, that's why this exercise is so important. That you learn to keep your attention with yourself and don't get into the emotion of the other one. I think feeling emotions from other people is a very natural thing. And it's how it should be, because then you know where the other one is and you can anticipate on that. If you're locked up within yourself, well, you don't see the other one. You don't realize how the other person is feeling. And you cannot anticipate on that in a proper way, so to speak. So I think if you look in the world, many of our problems come from being locked off, being locked up within ourselves. We don't see our environment. We don't see the people around us, the animals, the plants, the planet, fellow human beings. We only see ourselves. And that's, of course, very limited. So that you feel these things, I think that's a very positive thing because it means you're not completely locked up within yourself. And as I said before, what happens very much is that you see something on the outside and it touches your pain on the inside. I think feeling what other people feel is very natural. If you think about a mother instinctively, or others might say, you know, in the field of feelings, knows how her kids are doing. Many women feel when her husband is, you know, dating another woman. Not because she saw her phone or whatever, no, because you feel it. You share in a field of emotion. And that's a very beautiful thing. The only thing is you should not get carried away. Either be drawn into your own emotion or be drawn into the emotion of the other. The trick is not to shut up, not to shut off, to make a wall between you and the other one, but to stay open, but to stay with yourself, for not get into the things you observe, you experience. And you can experience the pain of the other one, but it's not your pain. So don't get into it, just stay with yourself. Experience this pain, and as long as you can stay with yourself within your balance, you will see that this emotion comes up within you and, well, leaves you again. If you get into it, you grab it. If you get an internal emotional reaction, you see something and it touches your own pain, you get into your own pain, yeah, then you grab that feeling. And then, of course, it stays because you've grabbed it. And so I think the trick is not to lock off, but to stay very well with yourself. To stay very much in your own basis. That's why we give so much emphasis, for instance, on this silly exercise of feeling your feet. Because that's very easy. Your feet are already on the floor. You don't have to make that up. You don't have to be special for that or whatever. They are already there. You just have to give attention to them. And you will see, as I said many times before, and also in this, in the sense of this question, if you stay with your feet, you can experience whatever you experience, but you don't have to lose yourself within that. You can stay within yourself and rest with yourself and let, I would say, the world be as it is without you getting drawn into that. And the world, of course, is your internal world, is the external world. It all makes up your world. So I think that's the main thing, is that you should stay with yourself. And as long as you stay with yourself, you can experience everything, but you don't get swept away by it. And I think that's a very big advantage, because then you can deal much better with it. That's also why I think it's very useful for that we now, for a couple of minutes, try to concentrate again, try to gather our attention and, well, bring their attention where we actually are. And that happens to be here, right here, right now, exactly where you are. So the best thing you can do is shift your attention from all these things you think about, you feel about, you imagine about, you dream about. Just leave it for a moment. And just shift your attention to feeling your feet on the ground. No matter what you think about it, no matter how you feel about it, just drop it by shifting your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Just feel how your feet are on the ground. Don't think about it. Feel how they touch the ground. And they are doing that, so that can't be too hard. You just have to give attention to it. And that's the whole thing. If you give attention to that, you cannot give attention to all the other things that demand your attention. For instance, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all your dreams, all your things, all your opinions. Instead of giving attention to that, give attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. And that brings your attention exactly where you are right now. Your life is right now, right here where you are. It's not in your dreams, it's not in your thoughts. You are being here, and here you are having thoughts. And get into the thought, and the thought will carry you to Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, the moon, John, Pete, yesterday, tomorrow, anywhere but here. And we are just here. So shift your attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground. Bring your attention where you actually are. Just feel your feet on the ground. Very simple. And if you practice that, you will see that your feet become an anchor for your attention. Because now your attention flies away with everything you perceive. And that's, well, to tell you the truth, one of the big reasons why we find ourselves back in so much problems all the time. Learn to control this and you control a very big part of your life. It's getting control by letting go. So grab that attention, bring it to your feet, just feel your feet on the ground. Whatever you think, whatever your opinion is about it, or whatever you dream about, just doesn't matter. Just leave it and feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. That brings your attention to where you actually are. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet. Just bring your attention where you are. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Because if you don't give attention to something, to an anchor for your attention, you will get into all your opinions, all your thoughts, all your feelings. And you're gone all day long, no matter what you do, you're busy with something else. There's nothing vague about this work. I consider it very vague to be dreaming about something while doing something else. Thinking about things which has nothing to do with your actual situation. This brings your attention here to where you are. It makes your attention open. It may bring your field of attention becomes open. Because otherwise your field of attention all the time is filled with your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions. So the only thing you see is yourself. So just drop that and feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Also during the ritual, which I will perform in a minute, try to keep your field of attention open by feeling your feet. Because otherwise you start thinking about it, dreaming about it, having opinions about it. Well, you can, but it's not helpful in the experience. So Try to be open and let the ritual help you by letting go of all these things. It's designed in such a way that it helps you, it shakes you loose from all these things that captured your attention and leads your attention towards this wide open being that you were. But we fail to experience that, because all the time we're busy with all the things that appear within that state. All your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, etc. So just leave that for the moment. Feel your feet on the ground. And let the ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're there again next week. All right. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.